Is it working?
Yeah, okay. Morning, guys. Today we'll be looking at Psalm 133. Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestowed his blessing, even life forevermore. Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you. We can come together here this early morning, Lord, just to spend time with you, Lord. And just pray that as we seek you, Lord, that you would come to us, Lord. And we pray for your presence. We pray that you would hear us pray and that you would be with us. And just thank you, Lord, because we know that is what you want to do, and that you love us. Pray all this in your son's precious name. Amen. All right, let me introduce myself a little. My name is Caleb, and even though sometimes people might mistake me for being Korean, my parents are Taiwanese, and so I do not claim to be Taiwanese because I never really lived there, but there is a bit of connection. So why I'm sharing that is because there's a story that I wanted to share. It's pretty funny. It's like when some years ago, when I was in high school, my family was still in Hong Kong. And so we lived in Hong Kong, and then we lived in this apartment. There was this security guard who, at first, it was like, so he was just a security guard. His sister every morning, and we passed by, we say hi. But there was one time when I went down to play basketball, and I forgot to bring my keys. And so I played basketball. I came back, realized I don't have my keys, and then my parents weren't home. And so I couldn't go back home. And so I had to go down to the security and ask for a phone to call my parents to ask where they were, because usually they would be at home. And so when I called, I used Mandarin because I speak Mandarin at home. And so when I called, I spoke Mandarin. And then after the call, the security guard turned to me and asked, "Oh, you're not from Hong Kong. Are you from Taiwan?" And then I'm like, yeah, my parents are from Taiwan. And they're like, "Oh, how could you tell?" It's like, "Oh, your accent sounds not like a Hong Kong person's accent, or not like from mainland China." And like, "Oh, your accent sounds Taiwanese too." And so we started talking, and I found out that he was actually also from Taiwan. And then my parents came back, and I told my parents. And then from there, a relationship started, like out of nowhere, just because my parents were from Taiwan and he was from Taiwan. And so there was a connection there. There is a point to this. And so have you guys ever felt like you go to a place where you're not familiar with, and then you don't know anybody around, and then suddenly you overhear them either talking to another person about God, or you see someone praying across the table while you're eating in a restaurant? I'm not sure about you guys, but for me, I usually will feel a connection. I'll be like watching that person, and then suddenly they start off as a stranger, and then suddenly they become like, and then I see them praying before their meal, and I'm like, "Oh, that's a brother or a sister." Or I'll be walking on the street, and suddenly I'll hear somebody talk about Jesus, and be like, "Oh, that guy's a Christian." And then I would have that connection even though I don't know them, and I'll probably never see them again. For me, I'll suddenly have that bond, if you may. Or have you guys ever been like on a holiday, and then you go to a new church for Sunday, and then even though you don't know anybody there, or like even though you might be really shy, and then you feel like, "Oh, this is awkward talking to new people," like when service starts and you're sitting there, it feels like home, because it feels like you're in a family, and then there is a sense of belonging. Or have you guys ever, like when you're just going through newspapers or reading news, or you, like just scrolling through a website, and then you suddenly see, a news that is like really good, and then you saw that a person was Christian, and be like, "Oh, that's my man. That's like, oh, that's a Christian," and then you're really happy. And so, what am I trying to say here is, I think as we look into Psalm. Just in the first verse, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. I think there is that connection between me and you guys, me and another person on the street who is a Christian. There is this connection, and I think this connection is more than just like a... It could be like a national connection, like when you go overseas and then you find another Hong Kong person, you find another Taiwanese person, and then you'd be like, "Oh, there's a bond. But this bond transcends just nationality, ethnicity, or whatnot. So let's look through the verses. It says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, running down the collar of his robe. Now, to be really honest, I'm not a big fan of oil being poured on my head or anywhere. I don't like that icky. But this is actually an act of blessing. So when oil is poured on the head back in biblical times, it is a sign of blessing. You could see that when Samuel was anointing Saul or David, he pours olive oil over their head. This is like an act of anointment, and it's a good thing. And so it is as if a dew of Hermon was falling down Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. And so this is family. Just look around you, even though there are a lot of empty chairs, but this is family. Like when you see the person next to you, you see the person behind you, you see the person in front of you, this is family. Even though you might not know that person's name, this is family. And even though you might not, well, probably you've seen them before in EMP, but this is family. And this is where God has created us to be. And I think it's one of the things that I love personally about church. And so we are not meant to live life alone. So if we go to Ecclesiastes 4:9, it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Just this past weekend, I came back from the Single Life Workshop retreat. And over the Single Life Workshop, which was like 10 weeks of Saturdays gone, I really enjoyed it. And I shared there as my testimony was, the main thing I was expecting when I went in was to make friends, to get to know other people better. And that was exactly what happened. Yes, the videos were good, the lessons were good, I learned a lot, but the relationship that I felt because of the vulnerability that was there made me really a lot closer to brothers and sisters I encountered there. And I think it's not supposed to be just this small thing. Like, in house church, I love my house church. Each and every brother and sister there, we're really tight. I love it. Like, we go to lunches, we meet. In house church, we have that bond because there's that vulnerability. And I think that's what church is supposed to look like. Not just house church, but big church. We see that in Hebrews 10, verses 24 to 25, it says, let us consider that we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. It is not like, oh, you gather with these few people and you gather with that few people, but it's the whole church. And so I think something that we should try to practice, I know this is really awkward and whoever is up here asks you to do it, but is it okay if you guys find someone to go pray with right here? And so if you could find someone next to you, or if you could move seats a little, and then I think we should be practicing what the Bible is saying, right? And so if you could find someone, move seats if you have to, just to pray with them, just to encourage them, ask them what gave them life this week, and then share a little, and then we'll still go through the prayer points later, but let's pray together, right? And so you may move. Thank you.
Let the righteousness of God be the holy flame that
as some of you continue praying, I think for those who are done, we could sing and just worship. Just thank you. Just thank you for bringing us all here as your family. There are no strangers here. We're all brothers and sisters, Lord. And we just thank you for your family that we all belong in, regardless of where we're from, where we are going to. That it is in you where this relationship is, and that is the basis of where our relationship is our, and we just thank you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that as we worship together, as we pray together, that it be pleasing to you. And so let us go to our community prayer. Let's pray for those who are battling cancer and those undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Thank you. Let us pray for those who have illnesses and who do not yet know our Lord. We just pray that through healing they could find love from God and know Him, get to know Him. Let us pray for those in our community with illnesses. Just pray for Lord's healing. Let's pray for those who are looking for jobs. Let us pray for God's providence for them. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government. There's still protests going on even till now. Let's pray for God's peace and His love to shine through. Let's pray for against wealth gap. Pray for revival. Pray for churches. Pray for Sports Service International, Shanti. The VBS is going on this week. Pray for Master's Beauty, Sons and Daughters, Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, Hong Kong students, domestic helpers, and families in distress. Let's pray for the staff. Let's pray that in whatever they do, we do, it will be in what God wants them to do. Let's pray for the hospitality team, the welcoming led by P. Andrew and the barista team led by Ashley, and pray that they would have good conversations to welcome other people into our family. Pray for the worship team led by Pine, the sound team led by Conrad, and the AV team led by P. Kenny, Lord. Let's just pray for that when they do what they do, that it will be to worship God, to give God all the glory. Let us also pray for the Shanti VBS going on right now. Pray for the kids, that they will be open, that they will be able to get to know Jesus and His love for them. It will be going on throughout this week till Friday. We just thank you because you hear our prayers and you want to answer them and you love us. And Lord, we just thank you that we even have this chance to have a conversation with you. And Lord, that you want to answer, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you for your love and the fact that you want the best for us, and that, Lord, that you're taking care of us regardless of where we are at. Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, we just want to praise your name. We want to bring you worship. We want to glorify you, Lord, and not just through song, not just through words, but through our actions as well, Lord. Let us reflect your glory to others that they might see that we, this Christian family, is something they want to be part of, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would be with us throughout today, Lord. And as we seek you, Lord, we know that everything else will fall into place. And Lord, we just thank you, and we pray all this in your Son's most precious name. Amen. So have a good rest of prayer time.